Greetings to the saints of the living God. Many things are changing. Many things are beginning and many things are ending. As the dominions move to a more centralized control. But there's still problems in the camp. There are still leopards, wolves, lions coming against all of us. But the range of the wolves of Babylon is not specifically limited to the churches, the tare barns. We have many wolves in the camp yet. Many of us are scattered and separated from each other. And I might add, having a lot of guilt heaped upon us because we're not in a deep fellowship and communal activities with believers as many of the false teachers would have us believe is necessary. I mean, if we're not, it doesn't make us a believer. It makes us an outcast. Well, I beg to disagree. I won't beg. I'll just disagree. I've preached it before, and I'll preach it again. We're inundated with information, and we all have to have this information, whether it be $5 or $17.95 or $39.95 or a love sacrifice to the ministry that provides it. We've got to have this junk. It's not seemingly exciting enough for us to follow our Christ and listen to the Spirit of God, read His Word. We just have to have more. Well, my question is, and always has been, what happens after the last survival books are read? What happens after the interpretations of Bible prophecy are read? What happens after the last page of our informational or revelatory reading material we spent our money on is turned? We tenderly stuff these precious items into already stuffed shelves or drawers. We await the playing out of the myriad scenarios put forth in our must-have Christian literature. It's beyond event overload out there, and it's beyond informational overload out there. If we're not shutting it off now, we're doomed. Our heads are stuffed with every possible bit of information that'll make us wise to Satan's ways and the ways of men and the new world order, which is no different than it was 6,000 years ago. But oh yeah, his time is short. Ah, I see. So that makes it prudent to apply ourselves to intensive study of Satan and his ways. I see. Then what? Do we plunge the sword into his heart? Your faith is laughable, my furry friends in the pulpits and on the radio. Laughable. It's polluted and leavened with the world. You know it. We know it. God knows it. But yet the charade continues. No, friends, we have the truth that will save you in these perilous times. Now, we've digested the revelations of the so-called Synagogue of Satan, Big Book, and all the hand signs of the Illuminati. We gotta learn them, so that when we watch TV and all them Jews on TV flashing them signs and in magazines, we'll know exactly what it means. We've got to. Our faith is in jeopardy if we don't. We know that them Jews are not Jews. Now we know about posers. Well, heck, what's $35 to find that out anyway? I could have told you that for free, and I have. Your God has. Who's listened? And how does that information affect any change in our ability to obtain the food and rent money that damn Jews control, huh? Why aren't we initiating legislation to change this? Why aren't we in jihad? Huh? What's changed? Thought so. Now what? Oh, I see. We're smarter, and we've studied to show ourselves approved. Nice. But we're not approved of God. We've digested the truth about this Illuminati. Now we know about a global conspiracy of just a chosen few, acting on the dictates of Satan to destroy the masses and dominate the planet. Oh, I see. That's all well and good, I suppose. But where's the credit for this given? Ah, yeah, to the authors and the teachers who have your best interests in mind. Now, we know that Satan will kill us any way he can, just as he's endeavored to do so since the garden. I could have told you that without writing a book. I'd have told you to read your scriptures. Better yet, I'd have told you to ask your God for understanding. And how does this knowledge of the elite affect any change in our ability to head what's left of our families or buy gas from day to day, huh? I thought so. We've digested the truth about the Jewish conspiracy.
Well, whoop-de-doo.
Now we know that even politicians with Irish last names are really Jews. They're Jews. Well, good. So am I. Give me some of that control, brothers. Give me a break. Now we know that Jews are Masons and they give the secret signs to communicate with their fellow conspirators every chance they get. Wow-wee, how theatrical. That's a big-time threat, isn't it? And oh my dear God, now we know that Jews run the banking system of the world. Tell you what, I'd rather give the money for this must-have information to a junkie on the street. At least he'd buy the real thing, albeit deadly. But it's just as deadly as the informational garbage we're cajoled to feed upon by our false teachers and shepherds and watchmen.
But they're watchmen.
Yeah. We've digested the truth about the camps and martial law and illegal immigration. Now, as the powers that be extend their militarized grip on the population to protect their interests from revolt and reprisal and to form a more perfect trilateral union, we rant and whine knowing that their plans have been discovered. We shake our fists and say, God bless America. Whoa, that's impressive. Blows my mind. So then what? Then what? We smile for their cameras, we get gunned down in the streets and in our homes, and we fall to increasing famines and man-induced diseases and stress and national hopelessness, and we plant gardens in our backyards. Good plan. And oh yeah, our nutritional concerns should be paramount in these last days, too. We must have hemp and coral calcium so that we can withstand the immune system compromising elements in our food, air, and water. Yipper. Maybe some hemp to toke on, too, to forget reality for a while, huh? You can't handle reality, most of you. How many worthy junkies could I have supported with the major bucks that people fork over for the health of their bodies? I'd be a hit in Hell's Kitchen or the Bowery. Yeah, we're head smart. And we're brain dead. All at the same time. So the overflights of unmarked planes continue, and not one stinger has been fired from a cul-de-sac neighborhood in opposition to the alleged spraying of the populace. Few two-faced, double-minded reeds in the wind, gutless, spineless Christian cowards know the truth, that truth. But yet, has this truth set anyone free? Sounds more to me like fear and bondage. That's what the wolves are selling you. How's that grab you, sheep? A little indigestion? And at the end of the fear-mongering sales pitches and curiosity-arousing information, these watchmen schmucks give Almighty God and His Son Jesus Christ a stinking little cameo. A little cameo at the end to ice their mammon-yielding cake bait and make sure that you're fully convinced of their sincerity and that the cake is now God-approved for your consumption. Be better to be poisoned on the food we eat today than the spiritual garbage that comes out of the mouths of these watchmen and their ministries. Because at least we could die and still have hope of salvation in the end for our souls. This stuff is killing your souls now. 2 Timothy 2:16, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Oh, no, 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 these are preachers of righteousness. Yeah, I see. The fruits of profane and vain babblings are evident today. So I ask you, what's changed as a result of all this must-have knowledge and insight that we've accumulated for ourselves? What's changed? I haven't seen anything. It's getting worse. I'll tell you that the majority of Christian-based information we've so diligently assimilated is not designed to promote passivity, trust in Christ. Designed to promote anarchy, discontent, grumblings, and distrust or mistrust of Christ. Look at the fruits. This stuff today instills in us a sense of patriotism and nationalism, and it instills in us a fighting spirit, contentious and proud, and a spirit of fear, too. Fear is at the heart of the things we do most of the time, folks. Why else do we stock up on ammo and junk silver? Fools, ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, ye fight and war and ye have not because ye ask not. James 4:2. You go get it for yourselves. You don't ask it of God. Oh, but God speaks to me. Why, we've heard from a prophet recently that the Holy Spirit told him to watch derivatives, and that's how we're going to know it's the end. Uh-huh, the Holy Spirit is going to belittle himself and drag himself into the gutter of blasphemies to tell some clown to watch derivatives. This is what the Holy Spirit does. This is what your scripture tells you? Derivatives from the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's wonderful. The price for real understanding and even provision was provided for at the cross. And Jesus doesn't have to broadcast on the shortwave that you send him money for his wisdom. Hey, wake up. If you're in Christ, you have this already. Oh, that's too simple. That's too absolute. That's why I'm not in business. It's everything but a spirit of peace and contentment. The old forgotten scripture, godliness with contentment is great gain, has nothing to do with the revolution out there. Oh, no. Yeah, semper fi, do or die, lock and load. And since we hate the words of the Jesus Christ we say we know and worship, we won't capitulate to his very truth that his kingdom is not of this world. And his followers do not fight anyone or anything except temptation. But that leaves the door open for trinkets and holiness items and study guides and CDs and my book on the New World Order that you gotta have. Because the Spirit of God isn't enough. Watch derivatives. And then we'll know the end is coming. And then what? You guys ain't wolves. You guys are puppies. Listening to spirits of all kinds. And God has heard all your blasphemies. Make no mistake. Your continuance is his mercy. Think about it. Your continuance is his call. Because you prosper is not a reason to think you are right in your doing of his work. You are not right. You're being set up for a fall. I know the streets, and I know what it looks like. You guys are so blind, you don't even know you're being set up for a fall. You're being given power and authority, and it's going to condemn you. You're being laden down with your blasphemies and your lies that you fall hard and be ground to powder on the rock upon which you refuse to fall. We're not going to discuss or argue ourselves out of this either. It's the truth. And I don't argue with anybody. You don't like what I say? Take it to God. Maybe the Holy Spirit will tell you to watch this guy. Or maybe he won't. You won't listen anyway. Your judgment is your prosperity. That's it in a nutshell, boys. Your judgment is your prosperity. So have a nice ride at the expense of your souls. Nope. You have to anoint buildings and public officials and call fire down on the snakes and make war upon the infidels and foment discord in order to take America back. You sleep with a corpse now. Are you teachers and preachers of holy discontent going to breathe new life into this dead body that you idolize as your God-given nation? How? How, magicians? We have to conspire to purge our government of the greedy and arrogant and form our own more perfect type union. I see. Well, that's truly a biblical principle here. We're as guilty as they, friends and enemies. We're as guilty as they and just as guilty. And may the religious right burn with fervent fire. Yeah, well, we can hope. We have to demonstrate our godliness in our own whiny way to fill the vacuum inside of us. To placate the hunger for control over something other than the ships we sail in. We want a fleet. We want battleships. We're afraid to sail alone with our God. We want the power. We want the power. Don't tell me that our preachers that blaspheme the good name of God in their ministries are satisfied with simply disseminating their special knowledge given to them by the Holy Spirit, or that Spirit which comes to them. You pay for their power trips, folks. You do. You give the wolves the treats and they do the tricks for you. They give you what you want to hear, and it is you who will pay as high a price for your treason against Jesus Christ and his cross as they will. And it's you who holds up the knowledge that you bought and paid for before Christ in front of his face, and you tell Jesus Christ that his truth isn't enough. Your way is too straight for us, Jesus. You don't thrill us enough, Jesus. We want something we can hold on to and make ourselves special among ourselves. Patience isn't enough, Jesus. Trust in your word isn't enough, Jesus. Faith isn't enough, Jesus. We want more. Well, those of you who want more are dead already. Folks, your condemnation has been shipped to you by USPS. And UPS, and I tell you the truth, you've all been had. But if it doesn't move you to look at the piles of books and papers you threw good money after stacked like dung to the ceiling and repent of this folly, then you won't, I suppose. It's not God's will, I suppose. So sorry I bothered you. And no, it's not a pleasure speaking like this, because I don't really have an axe to grind, so to speak, with these clowns. I'm trying to protect the saints. I'm trying to tell everybody to be vigilant. Stay with your God. Stay with your Christ. Stay in his word in front of you, and don't trust anybody else, including moi. We haven't moved one inch closer to changing a single thing in our miserable lives or this miserable world, and we just can't see that. We've only strayed further from our first love, and some of us are shipwrecked as we speak. We've put our trust in men, blind dogs, howling wolves. But the dogs among us enjoy being called dogs. They're as deaf as they are blind. You see, sticks and stones, they endure for the sake of their pride and their profit. Oh, I must be doing something good for God because people are hammering on me. I call that delusion. Despite our studied knowledge of dumb Jews and the New World Order and the Masons and the conspiracies to rid our overpopulated planet of our infestation and the diverse errant biblical interpretations of these last days, we've done nothing but to promulgate more laws against us and to speed God's judgment along. No, we don't hear God saying that he has no need for these spiritual whorehouses with crosses on top of the steeples. Once again, we don't hear God in his wrath. And once again, the terrors have been spared their lives, even though their barns float away. Wonder what God is really saying? Well, I said it before. But by all means, don't ask. You won't like the answer, and you certainly don't like my conclusions. Your teachers and your preachers and your expositors and your watchmen can buy more food and ammo and natural remedies because you gave them the money to do it. They can fly to the Caribbean for discussions on the spiritual and national state of affairs in this country. How spiritual. How godly. Fly to the Caribbean. Some of us can't even get out of our driveways. You people that support these clowns who are giving you true news can't even get out of your driveways, and these schmucks are heading for the Caribbean, huh? To talk about the spiritual affairs of this country? Oh, yeah, real true, real true. Can anybody say cult? Can anybody say scam? And I thought Chattanooga was deemed as a refuge by God for his special people. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Now there's folks with dreams and visions about radiation clouds over this refuge. Well, quick, get in the basement. They're all hiding under the broadcast station. That's probably why we's a ski-daddling to the Carib, ain't it? Much safer there. Cheaper, too. Can any of us see what's really happening here? Yeah, but it's worth the price of admission, isn't it? You silly sheep.
Say, but they're watchmen because they say so.
Well, your discernment is in some warm, dark place that we don't want to discuss right now. The best of them is as a briar, and the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. These self-proclaimed watchmen of today are confidence men. Real watchmen warn and rebuke, have no other agendas but to speak God's word, keep their hands out of your pockets, and shut up the rest of the time. Where these guys come up with the workman worth his hire line as applying to the receipt of money every time they pass carbon dioxide gas from their lying mouths is clearly diabolical. It's a good twist on an old rope, I'd say. Oh, a workman is worth his hire. Well, I contend that any spiritual workman, whether watchman, preacher, or teacher, or the like, falls into the category of the poor and the meek, because Scripture says so. Do any of us know the implications of Luke 17:10? Oh, what's Luke 17:10? Well, read it. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Oh, well, thanks, Jesus. That clears up a lot here. Now we can discern the difference between the watchmen and the watchmen. Profit, gain is what's missing from those called to preach the truth without error or sideshows. Profit, gain. We're doing our duty. We're called to do this. Keeping our hands out of your pockets. You are being seduced, brethren.